Earth has a heart of stone beneath her soft breast, and that is cold as water. Hello and welcome to this special bonus mini episode of Lux Cult. It's a podcast where we gleefully taunt the mundane, butcher the Latin and most other languages, and we also discuss a variety of occult topics. I'm Lux Estrada, and if you are hearing this, then this show, and magic for that matter, is for you if you want them. There are a lot of different ways to be more free, and using magic or making space for a spiritual practice in your life can be one of them. As always, I don't speak for anybody but myself, and others can, will, and should disagree sometimes. How would we ever learn anything if we all agreed all the time after all? And like any reasonable person should be, I'm willing to revise my opinions based on new evidence. Okay, so we've been talking about sound magic on this show recently, and I wanted to share some sound magic that I created as part of a new moon thing that I am doing this evening as I record this. I didn't exactly plan on this. I have a bunch of other stuff that I'm kind of supposed to be working on, but sometimes when the creative impulse strikes, one must oblige. So I'm gonna do my best to highlight some of the symbology in here and like the rationale behind it, so you can get a bit of an idea of what my methods or whatever look like. So this turned out to be a pretty strange ambient track. Right now the sun and also like this new moon is in Taurus, which is the fixed sign of the element of Earth and is ruled by Venus, for people that are into astrology. So like some of that symbology is reflected in the choices that I made about what to include and everything here. The track features some bibliomancy from the books House at Pooh Corner by A.A. Milne? I actually don't think I've ever heard that said out loud. Okay, but anyway, you know who I'm talking about. And Chicago Poems by Carl Sandburg. I chose these using my bibliomancy roll tables. There is also some procedurally generated haiku, as well as some cut-ups of automatic writing I did about an experiment that I recently conducted with the Green Mushroom Shared Astral Space. So interesting stuff indeed there. Much love to everybody who is participating in the Hypho Sigil project. There will be a link to the site I use to generate the haiku and do the cut-ups in the notes about this track. It's called Language is a Virus. Shout out to William S. Burroughs there and everything. And it has a bunch of like tools for writers and chaotes alike. So there will be a bunch of other cool stuff in those show notes too, like more information about the Green Mushroom Project. So definitely check that out. Also check out chaostrio.com, which is where I made the sigil for the episode art using the planetary chimera for Venus. There is a recently added tool where you can play with the color tones we talked about in the last episode on there too. So yeah, you can check out my interview with Matt from chaostrio.com in episode 19, Pop Culture, Psychology Model, and Occulting the Occult. Okay, so back to the track though. There is some automatic writing based on a tarot spread that I did this morning using the Thoth deck. So people who are into that deck might hear some fun keywords. I also made an audio sigil in the form of the NATO phonetic alphabet, so you'll probably hear that in there too. This thing also features some numerology bullshit. All right, so there are 27 chimes of a church bell, which sort of has to do with my obsession with the number 3, since, as you may be aware, 27 is 3 to the 3rd power, but it's also fun for other reasons too. So according to numerology.com, the number 27 expresses a love for and interest in the well-being of humanity and one who is diplomatic and wise. The number is about non-judgment, compassion, and tolerance of others and their beliefs. Okay, word. Thanks, numerology.com. That seems cool. I mean, the world could use more of that, I guess. But as mathematicians know, 27 is also an evil number. Okay, so here's what that means. In number theory, an evil number is a non-negative integer that has an even number of ones in its binary expansion. These numbers give the position of the zero values in the Threwmor sequence, and for this reason they have been called the Threwmor set. Thank you, Wikipedia. 3 is also an evil number, by the way. Anyway, I like the juxtaposition of 27 supposedly being about love and compassion, and also it's straight up evil. Very Eresian. The length of the track is 5 minutes and 55 seconds, so hail Eris. The samples that I used to make the track were found using keyword searches of names. Names do have a certain resonance after all, as we talked about in the last episode featuring Cuvaro. Also, don't miss the other Sound Magic episode featuring Keats Ross of Pragmagic, We the Hollowed, and alter ego of Dakota Slim. Keats has written some cool stuff about audiomancy that you can find links to in the show notes, and definitely check his show, it's very cool. As you're listening to the track, you will hear a trance meditation session I recorded, which is basically me talking to myself for myself. You will also hear in the background some Tibetan singing bowls with frequencies attributed to planet Venus, as well as an underlying binaural tone for the mineral copper at 464 hertz. So shout out to the Very Real Horst for putting that together. Very cool. I would also like to thank Big Bear for all of the support. Much love. And thank you to all of you listening. I feel a huge amount of gratitude that so many cool people are into what I've been doing, and your support really means the world to me, so thank you. If you want to support the show, you can do that by telling a friend or enemy, giving it some stars, and writing it a review, or you can donate on Patreon. The first 20 people who join at any amount can take a bibliomancy break with me, and there's still some spots left for that as of the time of this recording. So thank you so much to everybody who has already been doing that. I appreciate it, and it's been super fun doing those readings for y'all. I also want to give a shout out to everyone participating in the Green Mushroom Project. It's so dope hearing about what everybody is up to. And to my fellow Green Mushroom Council members on the Faithblind Council Discord server, fuck yeah, I'm incredibly stoked to be working with all of you. I can't imagine a more chill group of talented, creative, and compassionate people. So, gratitude. Wishing a safe adventure to Jazz, who is backpacking around the Scottish Highlands, leaving green mushrooms in his wake. Check out the show notes for a dope picture of the sigil next to Loch Ness. So that's fucking cool. You can learn more about the Green Mushroom Hypho Sigil project in the show notes, as I mentioned. Don't forget to check out the work of my podcasting collaborators, Unearthing Paranormalcy, Faithline Council, and Administrism, as well as the show I do with my bro called Ad Hoc History. There is also a very bad sex comedy show I do with my buddies called Smuts Up, which has garnered such high praise as chaotic or unlistenable. This is basically a disclaimer. Anyway, also, don't forget to check out the What Magic Is This podcast if you want to listen to a good show. Douglas was kind enough to invite me to be on recently, and I really enjoyed talking about sex magic in history and practice with him. So that should be out very soon. Keep an eye out for it. I will let you know too. As always, you can send me your thoughts, questions, suggestions, or arcane revelations to luxoccultpod@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on the Instagram at luxoccultpod. You can also check out my magic and art mashup bullshit on Instagram at the Mimetic Disease. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and leave it there and get to the magic part. I hope y'all like it. Hail Eris. Thank you so much for listening to the Luxoccult podcast. Please take care of yourself, stay strong, and stay curious. Earth has a heart of stone beneath her soft breast, and at its core is fire. This one is going to be from House at Pooh Corner by AA Wine. Oh, Eris, how can we best work to channel our creative energies in this coming season? Perhaps he's changed it, said Pooh. Just for a change. Well, yeah, okay. Thank you, Eris. You and in and me, the suspended fill ripples, be me the open, making the felt, as sweeps with you passage lay forbidden. Press me held, a bowl, it's brazen, with can't ready the it on let I void. A liminal clay, real buck in me, myself come own open, three lips out moments can twig. All I on a feed, me let sign right dual bear place me, is hands to taste, take, and that let work, would time of pleasure open, and burgeon me all into in time, your in seen, if one washed in swallow power, I on aspect's gate, I knew it up and fingers this, an oblivion between you everywhere, make scream, and you in let I tree, it lay you, your me of my, I become yourself, you your hands, like into and light, I come me, you're alive, but flesh me and dissolve with it to wood, abide that safe to have colors me. Oh my. Colors.
What advice have you to offer for this coming cycle, for this coming
season? I have a right to feel my throat choke about this. You take your grief and I mine. Tomorrow there is no funeral, and the hunky goes back to his job, sweeping blood off the floor at $1.70 a day. All he does all day long is keep on shoving hog blood ahead of him with a broom.
All right, here is a procedurally generated haiku.
Okay.
Shining, thank you. Canal, wanted dragonfly forgiveness and grace. Stars reborn. This is a meditation on change, the choice manifest, the two sides of a spinning coin, and a cup held aloft to catch the first breaking rays of sun that knife through smoky sky. The lovers are joined within us, we see only our reflections, mistaking them for friends and ghosts, but at our feet are six rods of victory, and the table of virtue stands upon three legs, upon its six cups, pleasure to serve.
The work found, the this, me and lamp nebula leads, let an holy earth holding can into that subterranean, build our be star, are us the them, we pure which cares us in trails, walking hands us the together holding our we, a wandered blaze, flesh on light, place these, let we away that again unclean path the made dreams can to safety in us stars to follow place from put our eye be there. That's funny, said Tigger. There was a moment's silence, and then they heard him pattering off again. For a little longer, they waited, until the forest had become so still that it almost frightened them. And then Rabbit got up and stretched himself. Well, he whispered proudly, there we are, just as I said. Earth has a heart of stone beneath her soft breast, and at its core is sacred fire, the first fire, the light. Do des. Do des.
Echo. Delta.
epic history.
Like, the Greeks are, like, on the beach. They're, like, doing burpees or something. The Persians sail up, and they've got, like, little spears and pomegranates and stuff. And they're like, hey, want to be part of our cool empire?
In-depth commentary.
Cutting-edge expert drunken analysis. Two people that you don't know anything about.
It's ad hoc history with Asher and Luxa, siblings extraordinaire.
Hey, just real quick, like, if you were emperor, would you choose me as second emperor?
Next question.
Learning.
It's not pretty. It's not nice. And if you want to talk about justification for war and all these things, but when you get to how the sausage is actually made, this is it.
It's ad hoc history.
It's not the history podcast you wanted. It's the history podcast you deserve.